وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من فرق بين والدة وولدها فرق الله بينه وبين أحبته يوم القيامة. من فرق بين والدة وولدها فرق الله بينه وبين أحبته يوم القيامة. رواه أحمد وصححه الترمذي والحاكم، لكن في إسناد مقال وله شاهد. 676 الحمد لله. 676 sometimes I mix. So 676 Imam Nawawi died, rahimahullah. It's good that every century at least you know one scholar who died. Now this is the 700 قرن السابع, the seventh generation, you know Imam Nawawi when he died, the sixth generation, the fourth, the second, the third, the first, the you know it. Yes, until today, you know one scholar who died within that 100 years. Naam. Al-Muhim, if not more. In this hadith, رواه أحمد وصححه الترمذي والحاكم لكن في إسناد مقال وله شاهد. Narrated أبو أيوب الأنصاري, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say, whoever separates a mother from her child, may Allah separate him from his beloved ones on the day of resurrection. Whoever separates a mother from her child, may Allah separate him from his beloved ones on the day of resurrection. Reported by Ahmed, At-Tirmidhi and Hakim Gariri, it's sahih, means authentic. However, it is a chain of narrators has some weakness, but it has supporting narration. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ forbade to separate between mother and her child. What it means? Some ulama, they say the hadith is specific to one case. Some they say it's general. Specific to one case is selling a female slave, and this man, he is selling, he has both, her, the woman, the mother and her daughter, and he's selling one of it to somebody, and the other one to someone else, or he giving one as a gift to somebody, and the other one. And so this separation is not allowed, it's haram. It hurts the mother and the daughter as well. Some ulama like Ibn Qayyim, they say it's general. Even a free person, woman cannot be separated from her child. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, explaining that, في زاد المعاد فإنه جعل يعني الشارع الأمة أحق بالولد من الأب. فإنه جعل يعني شارع الأمة أحق بالولد من الأب مع قرب الدار وإمكان اللقاء كل وقت لو قضي به للأب. وقضي ألا توليه والدة على ولدها. وأخبر أن من فرق بين والدة وولدها فرق الله بينه. نعم الأمة أحسنت. وير الأمة الذي عندي الأم. And you will understand from the completion that it doesn't mean a slave, he means it's the shagham in general, الأم mother in general. أعيد. He said Ibn al-Qayyim في زاد المعاد قال فإنه جعل يعني شارع الأمة أحق بالولد من الأب مع قرب الدار وإمكان اللقاء كل وقت لو قضي به للأب. وقضي ألا توليه والدة على ولدها. وأخبر أن من فرق بين والدة وولدها فرق الله بينه وبين أحبته يوم القيامة. ومنع أن تباع الأم دون ولدها والولد دونها وإن كان في بلد واحد. فكيف يجوز مع هذا التحليل على التفريق بينها وبين ولدها تفريقا تعز معه رؤيته ولقاؤه ويعز الصبر عنه وفقده. انتهى. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى said what means that the Sharia, the legislation forbade, gave the mother having more right on her child than the father. The mother has more right to keep the child with her than the father. And that's understandable. Mother love her child more than the father. And direct. So the Sheikh said, مع قرب الدار وإمكان اللقاء كل وقت. While it is possible, while the houses and where the child lives with the father and where the mother lives is close and it's possible to meet, means the mother and her child to meet, كل وقت, anytime. لو قضي به للأب, if the ruling, the judge, he give the father the right to keep the child. If the judge make a decision, this child should be raised by the father, not by the mother. Why? Sometimes mother may be negligent. Sometimes may not be able to take care of the child. Sometimes the like may be sick and the like. If there is a reason to hand the child over to the father and they live the same area, the father cannot stop the mother meeting with her child anytime, even if he is the one who is given the custody. If they are in the same country, if they are in the same country, he said, how about with this to make it lawful to separate the mother and her child? This type of separation, it will be very hard on her to ever see him, to ever meet him. How is it possible? Means that the mother has right to be around her child. Even if the father takes the custody, she must see anytime she wants. And the opposite is also, is haq that father must see his child. He must see his child. This is the right of a parent over the child. And this is the benefit of the child before it be the benefit of the parents. This is in Islam. Tayyib. Today what happened with some Muslims, wal-iyadu billah, they don't agree on the marital life marriage. They divorce. First thing they rush, each one, to cut off the child from his parent, from the mother, or from the father. A'udhu billah. Spread an instigation and hatred to the heart of the child against his mother, against his father. Your mother neglected you. She didn't do this. She didn't do this. Mother did mostly, based on my little knowledge, is the woman who does that. So cutting the child from his father simply because of difference happened between the two parents. The child is innocent. He doesn't have to do anything with this. His mother is his mother. His father is his father. He has right to get the custody and the care and the kindness of each. So someone doing that, يقوم بما يسمى في الشريعة قطيعة الرحم. Cutting off the ties of kinship is a major sin. Even it makes the person blind. Such a way he doesn't understand the truth. If he is a cause of cutting off the ties of kinship. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Very dangerous to cut off your relative, your father, your mother, your daughter, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, and the like. Haram. It's a major sin. You cannot, and you can't be the cause of someone to cut. It's a major sin. On the day of judging, Prophet ﷺ mentioned, on the bridge, on the top of Jahannam, who's going to be there too, on the corner of the bridge? Al-amana wal-rahim, the trust and the kinship. If one of them cuts you, hold you back, you're lost. be careful. So it's not because of my ego, his ego, he go, no. It's not allowed. Don't say the system is the one who led me. Nobody can give you that right. Nobody. What Allah forbade, nobody can legalize it. Nobody. Now, Allah al-Musta'an, with some Muslims, they go to those system who don't judge by Allah's kalam, by Allah's ruling. And then someone is given the right of another one. The custody of the child to another one. Restrain order. Don't see. Don't get close to. Another one, his property, her property is being taken into half. His savings, so and so, many money. On what? This is the system. System doesn't make halal what Allah made halal. Allah forbid the oppression. Nobody can legalize. Therefore, Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That's what some people they do. They go to the hukam, judges, rulers, leaders, to get to consume the wealth of other people knowingly. Knowingly. So please let us fear Allah and be careful. What we are getting from people, whether it's their children, whether it's their money, whether it's their honor, whether it's their freedom, be careful. We're dealing with Allah. We're not dealing with man. But the day of judgment is coming. All these things will perish. The worldly life will go. All your names and status and certificate and degree and money and wealth and houses, even your shoes, even your ID, your passport, you leave behind when death comes to you. What will remain is your actions. So don't take this issue easy. No one can make it lawful what Allah make unlawful. No system. Let alone somebody else. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, إِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَإِنَّنِي أَحْكُمُ عَلَى نَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَى فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَوْ بِحَقِّ أَخِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ قِطْعَةً مِنَ النَّارِ إِنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَأْخُذَهَا أَوْ لِيَتْرُكَهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you coming to me to judge between you. And maybe some of you are more eloquent than the other. They speak nice. They know how to put their argument together. They don't forget it. They organize it. Well, speakers, aggressive. Others, they don't. They may even scare. They may forget everything. All what they were preparing last night of document, they lost it. They forget it in the car. Many things taking place. They don't forget what they know. They don't know how to talk. They fear when they stand in front of so and so. So if someone, the Prophet says, whoever I give to him his brother's right, I'm only giving to him a piece of fire. I'm only giving to him a piece of fire. Let him take it or leave it. So if Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when he listened to both sides, parts, and based on what he hear, he make ijtihad alayhi salam, he doesn't know the unseen. And he gives someone what he doesn't deserve. With Allah, that is not going to be halal for that person. He's going to be hellfire, even if the ruling was given by Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Prophet, he judged what he hears, not what's in the hearts and what's hidden. If this is the case of Messenger Muhammad alayhi salam, who court, who judge, can legalize for you what is right. Therefore, fear Allah. When conflict happens, dispute happen in children, in money, in property, in any other things, go back to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَحُكْمُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The rule is for Allah. It is the hypocrites that don't go to the rule of Allah when they think they will not get what they want. وَيَقُولُ الْآمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ هُمُ أُولَئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إذا فريق منهم معرضون أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتابوا أم يخافون أن يحيف الله عليهم ورسوله بل أولئك هم الظالمون إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله يحكم بأن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا. سبحان الله. So it's the believer The believer, when he hears the rule of Allah, he says two things. He hears. How can you hear the rule of Allah if you don't look for it? If you don't look for it, you are not going to hear. You have to look for it to hear the rule of Allah. And that's not sufficient. وَأَطَعْنَا I obeyed. I hear and obeyed. Many Muslims, may Allah forgive us, we hear, we disobey. This is the action of Jewish. سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا We hear and we disobey. No, a believer, this is the rule of Allah. I hear and I obey. Even if you lost your own property. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if the judge mistake, the judge he mistake, he couldn't verify. He judged based on what he hear. He give your house, your money to somebody else. You're going to get your right one day. So don't have depression. Don't kill yourself, commit suicide. Don't cause fitna between the tribes and the nations and the people and the community spread and so on and so. Come down. Have certainty. You're going to get your right one day. Don't retaliate. Don't revenge. Such a way, corruption is taking place. Some people, when they want to fight someone, they forget everything. It doesn't matter. They tell you that they will not succeed in this issue. They're going to lose. The other part is going to lose. Money is involving. Headache, problem. Even the children, they may lose. There is a possibility that both of them lose the children. Regardless, to fight that one, they go so extreme. La, a believer, he is wise. He look the outcome. What's the consequence? What's the consequence? So, to avoid this, it become a custom. People's property are being taken. People's children are being taken. Parents are being stopped from visiting their children. And these children, it hurts the children. It hurts. Children, they are in a fitrah. Whenever they see a man with children with their father in a playground, and they don't see their father with them, they will question. They will question. Psychologically, mentally, so much pain. Why so-and-so has his father with him? Why not me? They know them. Some people, they know that. So in order to convince the child, they instigate. He neglected you. He did this to you. He did this to you. And the opposite happened. It's the worst. A man to cut his children from their mother. The mother has more right. She has more right. Even in Islam, sometimes the children will be given, the custody will be given to the mom. Sometimes to the father. Whichever the children is given to have the custody, the other one must have communication with his children. Must take care of. Father is the one who should provide his children. This is another corruption happening. A father not providing his children. His mother is providing. In Islam, it's not on a mother to provide her child. It is not. So if the judge says she should pay half and you should pay half, and the children need those, they need 1,000. He said, you pay 500. And she pay 500. That 500, you take him without haq. You take him without right. Because it's you as a father to provide your children and to give them the necessity. That's in Islam. Mother doesn't have to. She take care of herself. She's divorced, she take care of herself. But the children has a father. It's on him to provide. So a lot of things are being so the Sheikh Rahimahullah, he said it's not allowed to separate to stop mother seeing her child anytime. Kulla waqtin. Even if the judge gives the right of the children being with the father, he cannot. The father can't do that. Unless there's some necessity. Father is a danger to the kids. It's reality, it's crazy. As happened, he might slaughter the child if you see. Now it's different. It happened. It happened. Or the mother, she's the same thing. She may put a knife on the children. It happened. Something happened. Something happened. Both incident, it's something happened. I pray janazah on a child killed by his father, slaughtering. Because he was sick. So he was not supposed to be allowed. He was known. So this exception. On the other side, father being stuffed from mother, from his children, and the woman in an oppressive way. And then next, she ended up killing the children. All this is dhulm, it's oppression. So any conflict, any differences should be taken back to the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rule of his messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam.